You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
All right, let's move into some actual major league stuff. Bryce Harper has made his appearance in Clearwater, and it sounds like there's rumors that he may be back a little bit earlier than is expected.
Yeah, I mean, they're just saying first half. And, you know, he's a quick healer at the Tommy John surgery. He's swinging. I'm hearing rumors of potentially May. They don't want to put a date on it yet. We shall see, but I mean, we're going to talk about a guy who's going to DH, which, I mean, the guy's a good outfielder, but, you know, that's 90% of his value probably is hitting and what he brings to the table. You saw that in the postseason. That was the perfect guy for them. You know, they debated Machado and Harper, and I get that debate. They're comparable and great players, two of the 10 best players in the world. But for that city, the way they're sports crazy, to get a guy like that, you know, I think he was hesitant originally because, you know, he was a member of the Nats and, you know, he had to go to a competitor. And, you know, Philly is not lovely San Diego. I know Trey Turner preferred Philly to San Diego. He's probably the one guy in the world. But, you know, Harper was a little hesitant at first, but he's the perfect guy because he's into it with the fans and all that. You know, Machado's a great guy, but he's a little cooler. You know, he's not, you know, going to revel with the fans and really get to be a Philly guy. So, I mean, I think Philly ended up getting the right guy. I know there were people in the front office who looked at the war and said Machado's the better all-around player, and I get that, but he was the guy for that team, and he gives them an edge. And that with that lineup with Turner, who, again, turned down San Diego. I have to keep saying that because I can't believe you turned down San Diego and go to Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia, but it's no San Diego. I mean, they've got that lineup with Schwarber, Turner, Castellanos, if he hits like he can, Harper, Realmuto, you know, I mean, it's not the Team USA lineup, but it's pretty darn good. And they're a real threat. You know, everybody's saying Braves or Mets. The Phillies were pretty darn good once they changed managers, once Harper came back. And now they've added Turner and Taijuan Walker, Kimbrel. They're a really good team.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Taijuan Walker, speaking of which, is having a good WBC as well. Yep. It's interesting. You bring up the point about the personalities, and it's something where I think players have gotten better or paid more attention to their personalities, the cities that they're going in. I think when we look back on that Machado Harper free agency, I think both guys picked the city and the team that fit their personalities best, or that their personalities could at least adapt to best. I think those are two of the perfect examples. You're right. Harper has fit in perfectly in Philly, and Manny certainly has fit in perfectly in San Diego. Both of them faced off against each other in NLCS last year. It kind of all came full circle at that point. Obviously, Philly was able to get to a World Series, but
I agree.
It's a good point.
California cool for Machado. Philly, for no lack of a better word, fanatic, not the fanatic, but right, fanatical. Right. I think they fit their towns. And, you know, Machado is there for what has he got? Another, I don't know, he's got another, how many years
11.
To go?
Nothing. Yeah,
11
yeah.
years to go. So he's there for a while. Yeah, Harper insisted on not doing the opt-out. I don't know if he regrets it or not. He could have made himself some more money. But Arenado, I talked to about that. He didn't take his opt-out. He had the opt-out. He didn't take it. He said with all that was gone through to get him out of Colorado and get him to St. Louis where he wanted to go, he didn't want to go through it again or put anybody through it. He's got enough money, which, and, you know, he doesn't like
it. Hard to argue that point.
He has enough money, so I got it. I got it. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's a good business decision for Machado. He gets to stay. Obviously, he had to do a negotiation, but he gets to stay a long time and gets even more money. I you know, I hope he does good things with it. It's a lot of money. Yeah. It's a lot of money. But he is one of the 10 best players in the world, so he is deserving. Arenado, same thing. I think they're very comparable. To me, the two best defensive players in baseball, I think.
Yeah, no. Manny has been blocked by Arenado for as long as they've been in the same league. So hopefully for Manny, that changes at some point.